So we want to welcome Ashley. Ashley, her scripture is Psalm 46. And a couple of things I don't know Ashley personally, but I know that she's done a lot of work sharing the Quaker practice of deep listening and listening to the Spirit, the way that we worship with other Christian groups who've been very receptive and have learned a lot from her, for which we are grateful. She's also done a lot of work on feminist sort of preaching and ministry and led workshops on that. So she knows a lot about that as well. She graduated from the Chandler School of Theology and the School of the Spirit. And before she had her seminary education, she went to the College of Law at Willamette University. So she was a lawyer first, working in the judicial system, and now she's working in another realm from the judicial system. So anyway, Ashley, welcome, and we're eager to hear what you have to say.
Good morning, friends. Our reading today is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. God utters God's voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations God has brought on the earth. God makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. It's good to be with you today, friends. You may or may not know, I used to live in Berkeley. I lived there over 20 years ago. My dad's from Oakland, and a lot of his family is in the Bay Area. And I lived in Berkeley the year after college, and I worked at the music store, Tupper and Reed, on Shattuck Avenue, which you may remember. I think it's a bar now. And so it's good to be back. And I was actually in your meeting house a few years ago, leading workshop on prayer. So I remember that place fondly and the people who invited me then. So thank you for welcoming me again. So when I told my husband that I would be preaching on November 3rd, he said, oof, 2 days before the election. And I spoke with two other people who were bringing messages this week, and we were all thinking about that and what to say. And Psalms were common during this day, Psalms of refuge and support. And one pastor said, I just need to remind people to breathe. So I invite you to remember to breathe today and in the coming days as we wait and see and hope for the best. And so as soon as I put together the lection and the Sunday, I knew I had to preach on Psalm 46, because this is a psalm that I return to again and again in challenging times in my own life. And it's not just me. This is a psalm that people have turned to for millennia in the Jewish and Christian traditions. The opening lines are famous. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This was the inspiration for Martin Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, which you may know. And of course, Quakers have often turned to the verse near the end, Be still and know that I am God. And I'll get back to that later. But for now, I think this is a comforting psalm for us and for others who are going through difficult times, because its central message is we will not fear. Despite all that is happening, we will not fear. And there are some real things to be afraid of in this psalm. The psalmist says, we will not fear though the earth should change, then the mountains shake in the heart of the sea. And so when I read this and when I read it, I think about earthquakes. I grew up in Alaska, and there were a lot of earthquakes there, as there are in California. And most of the time, they're not a huge deal. You know, it shakes a little, you get used to it, and you learn not to put things on high shelves, breakable things, and secure your belongings. And I'm sure you've gotten used to this too. But as you know, sometimes there is a big one. Sometimes it's not just a little shake. It's the kind of earthquake that knocks houses off their foundations or thrusts entire towns into the sea, the kind of devastation that we've seen in the great earthquakes in Alaska and California that really shake us up. And the earth shaking in this psalm is even more than that. To understand why, and it helps to know how people in the ancient Near East envisioned the world, envisioned the cosmos. They believed that the mountains anchored dry land in the midst of watery chaos. Then the mountains held up the sky. There was the water below and the water above, and the mountains were the pillars of the earth that held up the sky. And so when the psalmist says, its waters roar and foam, then the mountains tremble with its tumult, this is a description of the end of the world. This is apocalyptic for people at that time. It is a depiction of the earth threatened by water below and sky falling from above. And yet, we will not be afraid. And after these initial threats, this dire prediction, there is a beautiful description of the city of God. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. And so unlike the ocean bringing destruction, this is a river that brings life. And for me, the city of God feels like a place to take a breath, a place of safety amidst all this fear and all these threats. In the translation I read for today, it says, God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. This is reassuring that God will be there and help in the morning. But there's another translation I like even more. The one I read is the NRSV, but I love the one in the NIV that says, God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. And I like this translation for a few reasons. As some of you know, I wrote a book focusing on women in the Bible and preaching about them in feminine images. And so some of these are cities. Cities were referred to as she in this time. And we see God working in cities and cities having things to say in the Bible. Although the psalm is not in my book. So God is within her. She will not fall. The line, she will not fall, took on special meaning for me recently. A couple years ago, I started falling. I would be out on a walk and trip over the sidewalk, or I would trip over the threshold into my house, or I would just lose my balance. And this was really unsettling. I didn't know what was going on. I went to see my primary care doctor, and I told her about this. And she looked at me and said, you know, I had a patient a few years ago who started falling like that, and it was a sign that she had ALS. And she noted that another sign of ALS is tongue fasciculations, or your tongue kind of vibrating. And she had me stick out my tongue. And when I did, she saw my tongue and her face changed because I had tongue fasciculations. My tongue was trembling. And so her face went from musing to concern of this might be something very serious. And so I had many, many doctor's appointments and many tests after that. And finally, quite a bit later, a specialist confirmed that I did have ALS. This is a progressive neurological condition that used to be called Lou Gehrig's disease. And there is no cure. It's mysterious why this happens. There's some correlations, but we really don't know why people get ALS. And unfortunately, the average life expectancy for people with ALS is 2 to 5 years post-diagnosis. So you can see why this passage took on new life for me. God is within her, she will not fall. The truth is, I continued to fall. I kept falling. And now when I go to a doctor's office, they put a bracelet on my wrist that says fall risk. And I'm reminded of that. And so my husband and I do everything we can to keep me from falling because it's important that I not injure myself with this. And so we have lots of systems in place to keep me from falling. But even if I do fall, if I fall physically, I believe that God will not let me fall, that God is within me. God is within her, she will not fall. And so going back to the psalm, after the description of the peaceful city of God, there are more threats to the people. The psalmist says, The nations are in uproar, the kingdoms totter. This feels pretty timely today, 2 days before the election. I know for many people in our country, it feels like the nation is in an uproar and may be beginning to totter. And in the psalm, this is a political threat from nations who seek to destroy God's people. But even in this time of instability, God is in control. God makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. And so now we get to that verse that Quakers love to quote, "Be still and know that I am God." But that part that we know as "be still" is not really great translation. Really, it should be more like "stop, throw down your weapons." This is a God who not only protects people, but ends all wars and destroys the weapons. This is a God who brings peace to the nations. The psalmist invites us to come, behold the works of the Lord. Come and see what God is doing here and there and all the times in between. And the psalm ends with lines of reassurance. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God is with us. God is here with us today. Even if the mountains crash into the sea and the nations are in chaos, God is here with us. And it's not just true for us now, but for generations. The same God who is the God of Jacob is our refuge now. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And so as we settle into our time of open worship today, let's listen for how God is with us. How is God here with us in this place? How do we hear God's voice in the psalm and as we listen in the silence? How can we live into this belief that we will not fear, even when it feels like things are falling apart around us? If you feel led to speak, to share a message, please do, and we will listen.